Good evening.
Good evening.
We are here. Give us a moment. Happy Old Hallows Eve to all of you. You understand that we are joining your Halloween evening, and we are pleased to be here. Now, we will take a moment to discuss the meditation earlier, and what this kind of synchronized events can accomplish. Obviously, it is possible to imagine that you are moving the timelines, and what time period on Earth is so connected to multiple dimensions but this time. There is no other. Understand? This is that time period when like alignments in the golden compass, certain Earth alignments with other dimensions and other realities all line up, all sync up, and allow for easier access. And of course, this has been translated into bringing the dead in for a stay or whatever. And these are possibilities, but there are other things you can do as well. You can use this as like a opportunity to musical chairs a little bit. And that is what Tom Kenyon was attempting to get everyone to think about. How to play musical chairs with reality and maybe get into a chair better suited to where you want to be when the music stops. And so he was working with you all with the sounds and the tones that he brought together to weave a strong line into the timelines that you can now use like a grappling hook and grapple hook your way into the timeline you want. Imagine it is like all of a sudden it's free television day where all of the channels are possible. Well, you still have to find one. You still have to go and find one. You still have to seek one out and read all of the options, and whether you want to watch a scary movie or a documentary or something, you pick what you want and then you turn the channel to it. Now, the next day when they charge you and you go back to that channel, what will happen? You will find it saying, not here, you can't go. But that at that moment you have free access, and that is what Halloween and also All Souls Day is like. It's like free access day. And so it is very important that you can utilize that time period for what it is you are wanting. And what is it that you are wanting? Ideally, we are not here to tell you what you want, but ideally it is a more significant living space, a space where life and the neighbors and everything that's going on is much more conducive to the world you wish to live in. And it is not a tea party world, although for some it is. And what does that mean? Well, do you care if someone on another television were to watch a NASCAR race or something? No. You don't care. Their TV is their TV. Your TV is your TV. Understand? Very similar how you pick timelines. You do not have to take all the tea partiers with you. They don't wish to come. Let them stay where they are. And you will watch them get minimized more and more and more in your timeline. Because why? Because they are not comfortable there. And yet there will be other people who want that kind of a world or whatever, and they will see more and more and more of these people until they get their fill of it. And we mean that, pun intended. Because these people have an agenda that is very intrusive into your life. They say, oh, we want to keep government out of your life. That is bullshit. They wish to enforce government into everything you do, from your bedroom to everything. Look at this O'Donnell woman, what she wishes to legislate out of the world. Understand? And this silliness. As if you could really do these things. You can outlaw them, but you cannot stop people from doing things. And yet, that is what their intention is. Now, You are a few days away from the election. And so we are going to take you in this grouping here on a energy exercise to the Great Pyramid. That is our intention. So we want you to get comfortable. We are going to be very, very, we're going to be a little quick on this because we don't wish to use the whole evening on it. But it is, we have a very important agenda for you. And so we want you to imagine that it is late at night and you are all milling about at the main house. And is you have an Egyptian guide with you, and there's very few people in this grouping, maybe 10. And you are each one of them. So imagine who the others are. Who else is on this? We're not going to tell you. But imagine it for a moment, that you are milling about in front of the Mina house, getting ready to do your walk up to the pyramid. And it is dark, and it is a warm night. There's no need for cold weather gear or anything. And you have all been prepared all day long. You have done meditations. You have done time in the big round pool at the Mina house. You have done some laying in the sun, some Qigong work. You've done all kinds of things, and then you have gone through some thought meditations where you imagined certain things or brought certain imagery up, and all of these things preparing you for going into the pyramid with this small grouping. And so imagine now that there's leaders in this grouping, and these are not part of the 10, but these are people who are coming in with you. And we will say Tom Kenyon is one of them. We will say Barbara Clow is one of them. And that will be the grouping that will take you in. Imagine the two of them wanting to do an initiation with you, with this small grouping in the pyramid tonight. And so you've all gotten together, and from this point on you are very quiet. There's no talking among the grouping. And no one has to tell you this. There's no Barbara Marciniak there saying, you must do this, you must do this. You all know innately. Without anyone speaking, because you are all high initiates. Now, you begin to climb, you go out the gate, you go turn the corner, you are going up the long bending road towards the pyramid, and you can see that it is a very clear night, you can see that it is a moonless night, there's no moon out. But at least where you are, there's no moon to be seen. And move up. The moon is not that the moon is not visible. Let's say that. And so it is that time of night where the moon has already done its thing and gone. You get to the pyramids and you march single file into. Now they make a change for you. This is not the normal way they will let people into the pyramid. For you, for this grouping, a special. Entry is allowed, where they open the big gate in front of the main door, the high arch pillar, the high arch, where usually people do not go in. They go in through the tunnel built by the tunnelers. But you are being brought to the front door. And at the front door, you mill about, and no one goes in until you all come together. Again, you are very quiet. And you each take a place along the outer wall, in front of the door, facing outward. We believe that is north. And imagine you are all standing there, and you lift your arms up, and you are drawing down energies from the sky to that place by the door. And imagine the energies is coming down like a vortex, like a spout, and just see this energy coming from the sky and swooping into the opening and going straight into the pyramid. And as it does this, see it illuminating the walls with a kind of a light green light that is very different from anything you've seen before. The walls have lit and up, have become light. Now, not bright light, but a dull green light. And it has like an electrical charge to it. And then you are now to go in, and you are told before you go in, we are going to go to the pit, and then we are going to go to the queen's chamber, and then we are to go to the king's chamber. And no more words will be said by anyone else but the two people who are running the meditation, the initiation. And so Tom leads the grouping down into the, and Barbara Clow is at the end. This is a meditation now, understand? We are not violating these people by bringing them, but we are using them, or they are a metaphor for high initiate priestess. See them more as metaphoric of a high priestess and a high priest taking you into the pit. Understand? Very good. So, in very quietly, the priest leads the grouping into the pit. You all walk down with great reverence, and you get to the pit, and you mill about the circle, and you each find a place to sit in the lotus position. So you're not just going to sit anywhere. You're not going to sit in the lotus position. And at the far end will stand Tom, and at the front end, the door, will stand Barbara. And when you get there will be atoning. Once everyone settles, you are told first to think about being in the bowels of the earth. Think about being deep in darkness. Think about the unfinished nature of this chamber. It seems like it was never completed. And see it as a sort of chaotic existence. The idea that you are at the verge of chaos, of despair, of going into the pit of despair. See it as that kind of a metaphor. And now see your toning as creating an uplifting updraft. Understand? So you are sitting there in the lotus position, and as the tones fill the chamber, the dark parts that have clung to your body, the gunk and the goo and the crap from the world, of chaotic world, starts to loosen and fall away and be sucked into the pit as the toning progresses. We want you to imagine that for a moment. And we will tone just a little bit. Priestess leads you out of the chamber. You go up the descending passageway and you turn at the point where the ascending passageway begins. And again, without words, you are led up in that direction, each taking their time, moving with great reverence. You are not in a hurry. You are moving energy with purpose. And you are climbing out of this chaotic place, not in a rush, not in a mad rush, but in a purposeful intention that this is behind you, this chaos. And now see yourself in the passageway that leads into the Queen's Chamber. It is very low, and some of you are walking on all fours, and some of you are small enough to maybe walk like ducks or something. And there's no prescribed way, but each of you are quietly moving through, and you come into the chamber. You see that now the priestess has taken a place in the niche. So you can imagine she is standing in the niche as you enter, without any words. You each take a place on the floor. Some of you move up against the walls, but you notice on the far wall, no one is going there, because it is known that the priest will stand there. Understand? And so all of you enter, and all of you take your positions, and then the last person, we are saying Tom for this meditation, comes in, and he stands on the far end. And the priestess tells you that this is a way station. This is a place to go where you can now see the timelines opening up in front of you. And so you will see from this place, you will see in a, like a 360 degree, as if you are in the center of a city, and all these roads travel out from this place. So you've popped out, and now you are standing in the middle of this circle that has roads going in all directions. And there's more than just four, there's maybe a dozen. And you can see them all trailing off in directions. And at this point, you are being asked to intend or choose what it is that you really want in an existence on Earth for yourself and for others. Because you are not selfish. This is not a selfish grouping. This is not a grouping looking for what's theirs and everyone else can go to hell. This is a grouping that's attempting to find a way to a place where there is harmony and intentional living. But that doesn't mean just your harmony. That means everyone else that's there is finding their version of harmony as well. And that is a very special place. That's not everywhere. That is only a small grouping of these timelines move in that direction. And so you need to really be clear. Because this is the place where you can let in some doubt, or let in some fear, or let in some greed, or other lower energies. And you will find yourself on that road. And so that is why you have been preparing all day, so that when you got to this point in the initiation, all of those things were gone. No anger at the children or the dog, or upsetness with someone on the trip, or worry about what is going on in other parts of the world or in other people's bedrooms or whatever. All of those things are pushed away or forgotten, have been laid down. Like you might take something off that weighs something on you. You're carrying a burden and you don't wish to take it any further, you drop it. Well, that's what you've been doing all day. And so at this point, you are very clear. And as you begin in your mind's eye, because the room is now made dark, it is darkened. You can still see, there's still a glow from the walls, but it is no longer as bright as it was when you started. It's a little dimmer, a lot dimmer. But now when you close your eyes, you see technicolor images. And you are as if someone is putting a card to their head, like Johnny Carson used to do. You put your hand on your forehead, and you can almost like you are clicking through a brochure. See these worlds. See them. Are there Native Americans in these worlds? Are there discovered artifacts in these worlds? Are there new energy sources on these worlds? Are people hooked up to the internet, or is there something else? Is technology part of this world, or is it part of a memory that is no longer part of this world? Again, we're not telling you what world, we are simply asking what does that significant living place look like, and who inhabits it? And now imagine that you find it. And when you find it, you know you found it because your heart begins to race. You become very excited. You aren't sure. You look at some of the other ones and you go back to that one. You get more excited. And so you have settled on the type of time line you wish to steer to. And now you leave the Queen's Chamber, again, and this time being led by no one. You are at the front. And we know you are thinking, well, you all can't be in the front, but in this one you can. All of a sudden you are in front, and you are walking your way to the King's Chamber. And you find your way up the Grand Gallery and through the passageways. You emerge into the King's Chamber. And you walk to the sarcophagus, and you go around it, and you stand behind it. And then the next two people that come in are the priest and priestess. And then behind them are the others. And the others come in and take up positions around the walls. Because what you are discovering is that now the initiation is just for you. The others are there to assist. You might say, well, wait a minute, how can we all be doing this? Ah, you are on different timelines now. And on each one of these timelines that you are on, you are at the head. The initiation is for you. So it's as if you've gone into the Queen's Chamber as a white light and are now coming out of a prism. And you have broken the spectrum into many different colors. And the two priests and priestess ask now that you take your vision, your image of the timeline that you wish to inhabit, and you get into the sarcophagus with that image. And you lay down, and everyone in the room begins a tone that swells around the room. Swells around the room, and the two priests and priestess are over each corner of the chamber, of the sarcophagus, and they have their hands outstretched over you, and they are toning over you as well. And you can feel an energy swirling in your belly, goes up to your heart, and then goes out through your throat, up through your pineal gland. Your pituitary gland, out the top of your head. And simultaneously it has gone a little bit down into the earth, but you're anchored. You've always been anchored. You're anchored all the way down to the pit and beyond, but at least to the pit. But the energy going up seems to be going and going and going, and you can just watch it as a beam of energy flying through the top of the pyramid, out beyond the upper atmosphere. And you are consciously at the head of that beam of light. You are following it. You are riding a beam of light. And you are moving that beam of light as if you are a electron beam inside a television set. You are able to make it go left, make it go right, make it go up, make it go down, slow it down, speed it up, whatever. But you are racing through the lines of time. You are now in the fabric of time. And as if you are a dot, as if you are a guided missile, or an arrow with a rope on the end, shot from a crossbow. You're flying. If you have ever seen the image in Stargate, as the Stargate is working its way through space to find its other place. And then you find this place, and you pop out and you see it. You see it as an Earth. You see it as your Earth. But you see it as an Earth as you intended it to be. And so it is not the Earth you have left. It is another Earth. We will not tell you what you find there, because that would be too specific. But imagine that you are seeing it, and you are noticing many things about it. What's missing? The hole in the ozone layer, missing. The griminess, the whatever, missing. A lot of the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that is creating the carbon problems on your planet, missing. And imagine now you are seeking out the pyramid, and you find that the Great Pyramid is there, only it has been rebuilt. It has been totally rebuilt in its original form. Gold top, white limestone, perfectly smooth walls. And you can see all the structures around the pyramids. The other pyramids also in reconstructed form. The Sphinx Temple, all of the plateau, as if it is a whole new complex. And see yourself moving in through the golden top of the pyramid and into the chamber where there is another you in initiation. And see this beam going down into that person's top of their head, traveling through their body, out the tail, into the pit, as if you have created a long thread from this world to that world. And there are assistants there as well, also working with that, with the you that is there. And see the two of you now as if you are two images being shown on a projection screen. And see the images being drawn closer and closer. So one is an image of you, another is an image of you, and they are far apart, but now they are moving close to each other. And they begin to intersect. And as they begin to intersect, they are brightening, and at one point they actually overlap, and because they are the same image, it becomes much brighter and technicolored and very, very 3D-ish, like you are looking at something on the IMAX or something. Just boom, it clears in clarity. And at that moment, energies from this world go back to the one here and create a very strong line of energy. And now see it getting locked. See it getting locked on to, like you might have heard stories of missiles that lock onto targets or something. See that world locking on to this one. And now you know that you have assisted in your world finding that timeline. And so ride back through that energy, through that beam of light, back to the Great Pyramid, and see yourself coming out of it. And everyone in the room is in great joy, is in great spirits. Everyone is not just doing their job, but is happy about what they are doing, because there is a great understanding among this grouping that something very powerful and very important has just occurred. And now, see them all begin to circle for a time around you. And they want to put their hand on you. They are each reaching across each other to touch you. And it is like you have returned from a great journey, and you are being accoladed by your peers. And now we want to see you waking up in your bed here, where you are here. It was a dream. But it was more than a dream. It was moving into the astral and making connections in the astral so that they can be found in the real world, in your real world, in your 3D world. So as you are sitting there in your bed in this meditation, you've just woken up from this dream, get a wave of knowing that it was more than a dream. See it as like this, just this rush past you that tells you more than a dream just occurred. You are in a timeline, but you are also moving through time. And the timeline that you find yourself on is as easy to move off of as it was to move on to. And the knowledge that this place that you have now visited is aware of you even more so than they were before, and knows that there is a strong desire for you to return to that place and bring the world with you. It was a very interesting movie that Bill and Susan watched about the man who took his home and put balloons on it so that he could take it to the place he wanted it to be. It's a silly movie, but is it? Is it not similar to what we have just described to you? Mm-hmm. So see yourself now floating. Your dial, your radio time dial, see it now as if it is like a scanner that can now find its way back to that other place. And so it comes to where you are, and it's zipping you slowly over to that other place. And there's a knowing that you have that this is what is occurring. Now, we will talk for a moment about shadows, echoes. There is a strong desire among the leaders, the world management team of this world, to keep you in bondage, to keep you, to even make you more of a slave to them. And they will throw at you images that are meant to make you think you're not really going where you're going. Because they know that they can derail you if they get you to sink back into the morass and the thought patterns of the world you are leaving. And so they are doing their best. They will throw images at you. But see these as echoes. See these as the shoreline receding as your ship is moving on. They want you to think that the end of the trip is where the world drops off and you will fall into an abyss. But you are like Columbus. You know better. You have a map. You have a guiding being. And so you are taking your ship to another shore. Now, one last thought we want you to have. As you see this shore in the distance, as you see this new earth in the distance, we want you to look around to the left and the right and up and down. And we want you to see that others are finding it. We want you to see that others, some of the others who are in that meditation with you, are also finding it, are also there. In other words, they are part of the world that you are seeking. And you are part of the world they are seeking. And so give them a nod, give them a smile. Says, I remember you. You were with me in the Great Pyramid, as they look at you and say the same. Is it as if you were all lost in a city and have all rediscovered yourselves, your grouping at the landmark that you all knew to go to? Like if you were in Washington, you might all go to the Washington Monument. If you were in New York, you might all meet in Central Park or something. See that happening. And now see it like the mall in Washington. See lots of people showing up. See busloads of people showing up. And see everyone who's showing up because this is where they want to be. Not because this is where they want to disrupt. Not because this is where they want to find you to take you back. Not because they want to discover you and destroy what you are doing. They are finding their way here because they too, in their heart and in their mind and in their being, wish to be part of a significant living world. And so it's like a love fest. Now, you have not done anything to the others who didn't wish to come here. You have not killed them or made them go away or whatever. They are where they want to be. They are in a place very similar where they are in a love fest of people that they want to be with in the world that they want to inhabit. So what is that? That's a win-win. It's where everyone is getting what they want. Regardless, now if you think what you want is for others not to have, maybe that's what you'll find when you get there as well. We might call that place hell. But you might call it your heaven. See the possibilities as vast, but also see a great number finding their way to the mall where you are. And get a sense now that maybe a lot more people are showing up than you thought. And they are bringing things with them that will benefit all. Maybe it is technology. Maybe it is healing modalities. Maybe it is methods of food production. Maybe it is simply a dance to uplift your spirits. But they are all finding their way there because that place is what resonates with them. Just as it resonated with you. So it is not a lonely place. It is not a place full of nerds or New Age whack jobs. There are real substantial people there, ready to curl their, put their, roll their sleeves back and build a world of significant living. Not based on the preface of Survival of the Fittest. See some of them bringing their animals. See some of them bringing their little dogs, or their horses, or their pigs, or whatever. See them all showing up as if they are in Star Trek beaming in. Every one that shows up brings so much to this world that everyone who sees that person says, wow, look who showed up. This is really going to be a humdinger world. Look, Jackson Brown just got here. Understand? All of these people, all of these entities showing up as if to say, I'm with you. I want to be here. Very good. With that, we will depart. We will leave you to the rest of your evening. You know, you want to watch a video and maybe have some desserts and enjoy the company of each other. Understand that these images, these imaginings have great power. Ideally, you have gotten a bit of a knowing that something is occurring. But if you didn't, watch your dreams tonight. See where they take you. It's been our pleasure. Good evening to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.